Right now, time for another Tibbetts Talk, and we welcome into the studio Tertia Odescher, who's the Audience Services Director for the Tibbetts. Of course, coming off the big auction, we've had the Kids Young Audiences show there. It's been a busy fall at the Tibbetts. As things are starting to get back to, I don't want to say get back to normal, I don't know if we'll ever be totally back to normal within that, but the only way the Tibbetts really runs is with volunteers, and there's an awful lot of volunteers that you use year-round at the Tibbetts, right?
Absolutely. There are events all year-round, plus there are many other areas that people can volunteer in, such as our beautification committee, which is currently getting ready to decorate the theater for the holidays.
All right. And it's really people with all kinds of different talents, different times that they can be there, and different interests that you really welcome in as far as volunteers, right?
Yes, we have a lot of different areas. If somebody is outgoing and likes people like myself, you can volunteer to be an usher at one of our shows. Or if you like to do things on your own, we do have things in the office that you can do at a computer, so you're not necessarily interacting with the public, but still very much needed.
Well, and again, so maybe you have a particular interest or a particular skill. Maybe it's in accounting, or maybe you've done office work before on computers and understand Excel spreadsheets or those kinds of things. That's a very valuable behind-the-scenes kind of role, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of different things that we have to keep up on, including our volunteer hours. That's a way that our theater gets grant money, based on how many volunteer hours we have. So that's something that has to be kept track of, and that's something that a volunteer can do.
All right. Well, maybe someone says, well, I've never done that kind of thing before, or, you know, I don't know how I'd be an usher, you know, how that even works. You guys will actually do on-the-job training for people, too.
Yes, absolutely. What we'll do is, if somebody is interested in ushering, we pair them up with somebody that's been a long-time Tibbetts volunteer, and they will walk them through the process as many times as it takes to get them comfortable. We'll never put somebody in a position that they're uncomfortable with. We all just want to have a good time and have fun, so we make sure that everybody is ready before they're on their own.
And you can also work around people's calendars, schedules, whether they go away for the winter, whether they only have maybe one day a month they could volunteer. You can kind of work around that.
Yeah, thankfully our schedule, we do have events all year round, but of course our summer theater is our intense schedule, and that's when a lot of people are in the area. So we've had a tough time with volunteers the last couple years, understandably, because of everything that's been going on. But this year we'll be back in the theater, and we're hoping to get some of those volunteers back.
And to make people comfortable, obviously you guys are going through all the safety precautions that you can with everything, and you want to make sure people are at their comfort level for themselves, right?
Yes, absolutely. We take that into account every time that we come up with a policy, and we try to make sure that everybody is comfortable. As a matter of fact, over the fall, there were some events that didn't have balcony seating. So if somebody approached me and said, listen, I want to be away from the crowd, is there somewhere else I can go? We'd put them up in the balcony so they were there apart from the crowd. Yeah, we're willing to do whatever it takes to make everybody feel comfortable.
All right, so what's the next step for people if they're interested in becoming a volunteer then?
So the best way is to call our office at 278-6029. We also have a Facebook group that's our main form of communication, letting people know when events are and how to sign up. That's Tibbetts Volunteers on Facebook. And then, of course, you can go to our website at tibbetts.org.
And that's more information on being a volunteer for the Tibbetts, a very valuable role to keep the Tibbetts Opera House open and all the events staffed. Tertia Odescher is the Audience Services Director for the Tibbetts Opera House with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.